I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Indonesia is dealing with its worst flooding since 2007. To put it into perspective, the equivalent of 72,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools poured onto Jakarta and surrounding regions on December 31st. FMI's Bruce Allen says their church planter network tells him recovery will take months.
The biggest impact it has is people's ability to get from point A to point B, especially in rural places where the roads would not be paved.
This also presents a challenge for church planters who service multiple churches. For now, Allen says,
pray that they would come to the forefront and be leaders for compassionate care and teach congregations how to care for their neighbors. This is also an opportunity to reach out to our community and radiate the compassion of Christ.
And if the rumors of war can be unsettling for adults, imagine how kids respond. Given recent global events, the threat of terrorism and further conflict is hard to ignore. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder wonders what we're modeling for our children.
As I look at the whole story and how there's fear, the number one thing that we need to do as parents is to model the fact that we can't be afraid about things that man creates, but that God is in control, He is sovereign, and He has it all figured out.
We can make a big difference in the lives of our kids by leading them and reading God's Word. Families desperate for discipling tools are rediscovering Keys for Kids all over again, sometimes multi-generationally. To get started, we'll connect you at missionnews.org.
If you need materials to help lead your kids or lead your family in devotions, we will give you a copy of Keys for Kids at no cost or obligation.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here, on social media, and TWR360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.